Okay, we're gonna. Hello. Okay, we're gonna start this meeting. It's 4:30. So for the afternoon session of the Public Tree Advisory Commission meeting, so we're going to call to order and the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible.
Okay, roll call.
Commissioner Height?
Who?
Commissioner Height?
Hey.
Here.
Commissioner Kirby?
Here.
Commissioner Manser?
Here.
Vice Chair Massey?
Here.
Chair Messner?
Here. Okay, public forum. At this time, the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. It is requested that each speaker complete a speaker request form and submit to the city clerk. And I see that we have one. Mr. Rich Foster. You can hand that back.
Well, is it great to see this community involvement? I was at the city council meeting when they adopted this plan and just wanted to say congratulations to all of you because they had no criticism of it. They were very supportive of it. You did some great work. I'm glad I wasn't doing the work, having followed it along for a long time. And just to double down on your agenda item, I would go ahead and make the changes on the thing. I think it makes a much clearer document to get rid of the suggested and recommended and make it more definite so we actually have a real policy, which my impression was council didn't have a problem with that. They just wanted you to vote on it. So, either way, thanks for your service.
Thank you. Amendments or adjustments to the agenda?
None.
Okay, item A, consent calendar.
Item A1, approval of the Public Tree Advisory Commission meeting minutes of October 6, 2016.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Okay. Any changes? Okay. Or.
So we just give a vote.
But does anybody have any adjustments?
Nope.
Okay. No. Then all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, B, discussion item.
Item B1, Goleta Urban Forest Management Plan.
Okay, Chair Messner, members of the PTAC. Following extensive review, the PTAC recommended a number of changes to the UFMP and approving final recommendations for council consideration on October 26, 2016. The City Council considered the Commission's recommendation at its November 14th meeting and adopted the revised UFMP as transmitted by the Commission. And during this council meeting, as part of public comment, PTAC Chair Chris Messner submitted a written request, which is attachment one, and you have the markups here, to the council recommending additional revisions to the UFMP to be considered by council. And council wanted to go ahead and send these comments back to PTAC to get comments and consideration and have you all vote on those changes so that this could go back to the council. And with that being said, we can go all through right. These changes and.
Okay. Yeah, they felt, as I was there at the meeting, and they felt that it would be wise for us to just go over it instead of them. Okay. So what we're going to do then is we'll just go page by page, flip it. Okay? So on page 16, I'm going to call out big numbers. And everybody let me know when we're all there. Are we there?
There.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, at the top, it said summary of recommendations, and I feel it should be a summary of policies, because that's what all this is. It's now policies. Everybody all right?
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah. All right. So do we just vote on every page?
If we can just go as you're going right now, if you're okay with it, fine.
That's fine. That's fine. Okay. Okay. Page 17, chapter 9. Said financing recommendations, financing guidelines. Everybody all right?
Yes.
All right. Chapter 10, summary recommendations, summary of performance reviews.
Okay.
Okay. Page 18, third paragraph down, says the recommendations summarize. It should be changed to guidelines. The guidelines summarized in the plan. Are we okay with that?
Yes.
All right. Page 20, top of the page, says summary of recommendations. Change it to summary of policies.
Okay.
Okay. Chapter 442, where it says consider revising the recommended, it changed it to add to the street tree planting list to include all trees.
Good.
Page 20.
Yeah, I had marked it up in the front, so I'm having trouble going back and forth.
Okay. 20 big numbers.
Right. Or 20 big numbers.
7 of 59.
All right. Right, yeah.
Excuse me, Chair Messner. So one thing staff is unclear on is does this also include does this end up including park sites and open space as with this change?
Yeah, we're all our pre-commission deals with public places, so it would be the right-of-ways, open spaces.
When we get to this chapter farther along where we have the broader context, it might be helpful to have a conversation about this section with regard to limiting the tree palette to only the trees on the street tree list for areas outside of parkways and medians. So when we get to that section of the UFMP, perhaps we can discuss this change a little bit further.
Well, I would suggest we look at it now, because otherwise we're going to come back.
Okay.
Then let's flip to that page then.
So it's big page 32.
Thank you.
So is the concern that in the first paragraph of section 4.4, it says, in the second sentence, it says, this list is intended for street right-of-way areas only? So that's the concern?
Yes, that's correct.
Where? Oh, okay.
And then, as it is now, 4.4.2 says, consider revising the street tree planting list to include all city tree sites, so that at some time you could revise the list to look at things that were good for parks and other sites.
All right. I'm fine with that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
So you're fine with doing what?
Help me here.
with leaving it as it is to say consider revising so it can be looked at in the future, because right now it says utilize.
Wait. No. What I meant the street trees, right?
So we would recommend leaving the language as it is in the adopted plan for 4.4.2 and say utilize street tree, consider revising the street tree list as opposed to changing it now to utilize, so that it doesn't necessarily cover all planting sites at this time. Because the current street tree list is limiting in terms of the number of trees in the palette that's available to us. And when we go into larger areas, we have an opportunity to plant different trees that aren't currently on the list.
But the thing is, the list is a living document, which gets added, trees get added to it, to that list. And that's the key is council was... I distinctly remember they were wanting making that a living document so we could add to that. So we're not, it's not there. It'll keep growing, and we can have meetings to add more trees to the list
and broaden
the palette.
Yeah, and I understand that. I think right now the concern is the street tree list is a street tree list, and I think that if to expand on that in the future, if PTAC wants to make recommendations for trees in parks. But if we go specifically with the street tree list now, it's limiting as far as what we can plant in parks.
I think what can happen is, as I said, the street tree list is a living document and center divider. At the bottom, you could just add another parks open space list and just keep on rolling down with it.
But we don't have that
that's
now.
That's not what this says now.
That's my concern. We can add, that can...
I'm happy with it the way it is now. And if they want to use trees that aren't on the street tree list for parks, they could come to us and get an opinion. But I think we should, for the time being, have it utilize the street tree planning list.
That's the change. Consider revising is the current language.
Yeah, I want the revised... utilize.
So just one more time, my concern is if we right now the list we have doesn't take parks into account, and that's my only concern. So then we'll be in violation of this document if we go replanting in parks. We're happy to revise the list. It doesn't mean redoing the entire UFMP, but we're happy to revise the list and have a section for parks in the future. But right now we would, it causes a conflict because what we have is a list of street trees. We don't have a list of park trees.
You could come and...
Well, it says here, street trees planting list to include all city tree sites and develop an inclusive tree species list to identify trees eligible for planting in city areas. So right here it just says you can
develop
it right there.
But at this point it's not developed.
Right. That's the thing. We will be in violation if we change this word now. And we haven't developed the inclusive tree species list. So administratively we can't It puts us in a bind. It puts us in a bind. And we are more than happy to have the list expanded later, as this talks about, to include park trees. But if we just stick with what we got, we can't plant anything in parks. It's not on the street tree list. And that, to me, doesn't make a lot of sense. It's going to make things tough.
Well, I'm sorry, but I see it right here. It says, and develop. So it's telling you to,
there.
We don't have it in place now, so it
but
means.
But developed, it means you don't have it in place. I mean, that's something.
But you're
something
from
you
this from the moment this goes to council, then until and we'll have nothing developed, and it'll say utilize the street tree list to plant in parks. This is just really difficult because it will cause us to be in violation of the UFMP every time we want to put something in a park. When we revise this, come back and revise this list to add things for parks, we're happy to use that list.
I would like an example of what you would put in parks that wouldn't be on our street tree list, because there's a number of them.
Actually, the example that we brought back as an information item as part of it wasn't a capital improvement project, but the Cathedral Oaks landscaping project, that was an area outside of the street roadway area that included trees that were not on the street tree list, but they were included in the planting palette because they were consistent with the coastal permit, they were consistent with some other landscape requirements in the adjacent areas, and that included some trees that weren't on the street tree list. So there are opportunities for us to plant outside of the immediate roadway areas where we would need the flexibility to include other types of trees. The point of having an urban forest management plan as well is to increase your diversity and to manage your overall urban forest, which has a broader palette than the trees that are currently on the street tree list.
We also have our redwood forest, and we're trying to get cedars and things and keep that alive and replant and replant things, and that's not on the street tree list. So
I'm in agreement with the city because this is so limiting. Street trees have to be of a certain size to fit in the space, whereas if you're going to put them into a larger space, the bigger trees have to be considered. So if they're not on this list, it really, and we've got a lot of things being developed really quickly here.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Well, that's why they're using the street tree list as a basis for the smaller trees, but they also need to, you know, have the option of using the bigger trees, because who wants a smaller tree when you really need to have a bigger place for the...
Well, in the planting guidelines, I believe it's after 7.5 feet, because the widest is 15 feet in the center dividers, and beyond that, then you don't need root barriers. So I think there's anything beyond that, you can start using almost any tree.
So what it sounds like to me is having the language consider revising the street tree allows the city just to go and pick a tree without coming to PTAC. But when it says utilize the street tree, the city has to come to PTAC and get permission.
No, actually, we don't, not for replacing in parks. We don't at this time come to PTAC. There isn't a list of trees that are okay for parks right now. So the revising the list to get input and expand that is great. But right now we're limited. And by the street tree list, if the word utilize goes in there. So we are using the street tree list for streets, for street trees, and that's what it was developed for. The list wasn't developed for parks. You know, we have areas too. You look at where you have a lot of conifers and one or two fall over. Well, you're going to want to replant the similar tree to go ahead and maintain the look there.
Didn't you just say that you could replace the same type of tree without getting approval?
In parks. In parks and open space, yes.
Okay.
And then...
what's the problem? But if this...
The street tree list was designed for street trees. We all agree with that. So if we change the language that's in this section right here, it basically says utilize this list for all areas, not just street trees. And what we're trying to explain is that currently we use the street tree list for street trees, but we don't use the street tree list to guide planting decisions in areas outside of the immediate street area. So this list in its current form would limit the ability for us to plant other types of trees that aren't on this list in areas where we have wider open spaces like parks and like open space areas.
Like the Mesa. So then if we want to do, if there's restoration in open space areas like the Mesa, if part of that restoration were to plant more eucalyptus, then we couldn't do that because it's not on the street tree list. So you get into those conflicts where, you know, I just feel like having the consider revising at this point allows it to be that living document, come back, revise it, but there's a whole lot of areas that you could suddenly, there's a conflict with this document, which we don't want, if the word utilize for all city spaces goes in there.
So then could it not read, include for all city street tree sites? Specify that it's for street trees?
It could, and if you want to do that, so the choice is to define that it's just for street tree areas or leave it open to be able to have input to develop a list to include other open space and parks in the future, and that's either way is fine.
Now, is there somewhere else in here that it talks about parks and open spaces?
No.
No, that's the problem.
I agree with what you say, because it would be a future agenda item to be able to develop this list, mm-hmm. and right now we don't have that.
That's correct.
And so this way, we're trusting your expertise to plant a larger tree into these spaces. It could be used for a guideline. So, I mean,
I have a problem because when they get grants, in some cases in the past, we've had some really bad plantings, and I don't want that happening again. And that's why I'd rather see any changes come to us.
So you'd have to qualify how recent those changes might be.
Within the last few years, even.
I just think by using the city's wording, we're giving them more flexibility to make these decisions. I mean, we're kind of handcuffed in what they can do if they're only using our list. And until this has to come back as a future agenda item to develop this list. But in the meantime, we have to make it a little more general and give them the discretion to choose larger trees.
And the Coastal Commission controls some things when we're planning in the coastal zone as well.
Yeah.
So the Coastal Commission doesn't accept our street tree list for these open spaces. And Commissioner Massey, we did, if you're talking about the Cathedral Oaks landscaping project, we did tell them to remove, even though we couldn't formally have the input on the plans, we did hear you. And we removed the large trees that would cause a problem with the view from that from your subdivision. So we did.
It wasn't just that.
You.
No, there was. I think it was 2 years ago now. Hollister Avenue out along Elwood was planted with a. I was told it was with a grant, and that's another fiasco.
Did you know a grant?
Area of this of Hollister are you referring to? Out by Sandpiper Golf Course in the Hideaway Homes when they put the center divider in there?
A whole different story.
Well, you have to be so specific
on
the area.
It's along from Santa Barbara Shores in, I'm not exactly sure where they stopped.
Well, I think the city, what we've all experienced in the last 6 years is an extreme drought condition. And I believe, it's been wonderful at the rain that we've gotten, but we can't guarantee that we're going to be getting this in future years. So I'm sure that the city is now saying, if we're going to be planting these large trees, that they're really going to take into consideration the species and the available water to get it established. Mm-hmm. So I think, and I'm sure your list in the last 6 years has been narrowed down considerably, considering how many of them you're having to take out. That you might have thought differently before our drought situation. So I believe we have to have the city it comes back to us to maybe make a more formal list. They have to have, we can't tie their hands.
The key, look, even if it's said consider advising, it's still got to come to PTAC. I mean, you still got to come. It still has to be the whole scenario to add to the tree list document.
And we're happy, Chair Messner, and we're happy to come back and have this commission add to that list. But this is a change that has a big impact until that happens because we are stuck. You know, the other thing is by saying utilize for everything, then we're also saying that we will be in violation when the Coastal Commission tells us we have to plant different trees than maybe what's on the tree list, because when they do dictate when we do planting in open spaces and other things that are in the coastal zone. So it creates conflict where we don't need to have it, but if we come back and revise the list, and there's a list that takes these things into account, then to insert the word utilize would make sense at that time.
I have a question. Who can revise the street tree planting list? Only PTAC? Or can staff do that independent of PTAC?
We can provide recommendations, but ultimately
right.
PTAC will recommend to council. Then they will look at and they will get a list that you are happy with, and then you recommend to council who will adopt the list. We cannot just create and amend that list on our own.
Okay, so if someone's concern is that when we say consider revising, that the PTAC loses control of that, if that's something that PTAC wanted to control, that can't happen.
You do not lose control. Only you can formally recommend to council that this is the list that you guys want to see council adopt.
Okay. Well, that being said, my input is to keep in 4.4.2 on big page 32, keep the wording as consider revising, and then
where 4.4.2,
keep it as is, consider revising the street tree planning list to include all tree site, city tree sites, etc. Since we can't deal with it tonight to wrap it up in a nice package, and it would come back to this commission, I don't see the problem with leaving it that way.
What if it said over here, consider, instead of leave out revising, but consider adding to the street tree planning list to include all city tree sites and develop, because you have develop, it's telling you to do it, to inclusive tree species list to identify trees eligible for planting in city areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your words say the same thing.
Yeah.
If that's the words that get this passed, then I'm okay with those words.
I just, the revise, if you delete that, I'm fine.
What did you want to say, Mr. Messner?
On 442, at the beginning of the summary of policies section, page 20.
32.
We're back on 20.
Oh, 20. Okay.
We'll carry the language through so it's consistent in both places.
Oh, okay.
Here it says unstrike out, consider, leave consider, strike out revising, so it's say consider adding to the street tree planting list. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Is there universal agreement?
Yes.
Yes.
I agree.
Do we have to be unanimous?
No.
No.
Okay, good. I don't agree.
Okay. Okay, page 21.
Did we already do 4.4421 under objectives? We did that one.
No. That's
we jumped
part
ahead.
Of this is my fault because I suggested that we're considering page 20, but in considering what to do there, I suggested we jump ahead to 32 and do them both at the same time. So that puts us now back to page 20, and your question about 4.2.1 would come up once we get to that point.
Oh.
We went forward on this too.
Okay, so we'll be on page 21. Big numbers. For those of us that need glasses. Okay. Down where it says 491, urban wood reuse, delete considering and add using.
Good.
491.
On page 21.
Mm-hmm. Do we have one?
Well, it says established environmentally sound tree removal. Yes, they've got
stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Page 22. 412.1. Use PTAC for a proactive public tree risk management program. Are we all right with that?
I have a question about this section.
Sure.
How is this enforced now?
Currently, this is a risk management function and a function that we do in cooperation with really anybody, but most particularly with our maintenance team. So right now, if we see hazardous conditions or if hazardous conditions are reported to us, there's a staff investigation into whatever that hazardous condition is. And it doesn't matter how it's reported to us. It could be a member of the public, could be another staff member, could be a call, or could come through our website. But even in our regular maintenance inspections, we might identify our hazardous condition. And depending on what that hazardous condition is, staff moves forward with whatever the corrective action is as appropriate or if necessary.
The reason I'm asking, I was informed this week that the public has taken hands, taken things into their own hands and trimming city trees. And I just wanted to know.
Referring to the bluff. Are you referring to an area adjacent to the bluffs?
Yes.
So we're investigating that.
Mm-hmm.
This trimming was done without a permit. And there were originally discussions that property owners had that they were wondering about trimming branches that they were afraid would fall on to their yard. And so there was discussion about them being able to hire someone under our arborist supervision for that select work. And then next thing we know, there's a tree cutting company out there, and we sent someone out to stop work. We got a call from someone who lives out there, and we sent our inspector out to stop the work.
Yeah, so what they were doing was in violation of the whole Goleta General Plan Coastal Land Use Permit.
Yes.
On the monarch butterflies, which is a very large offense. As far as like reading this document that I have, they were in violation of everyone. And there was premeditation with this. And I would like to know on a future, how this will be handled. Because originally, a year and a half ago, when they wanted to do this, there was 14 homeowners that wanted to do this. And but to do this during the monarch butterfly season is a total violation of everything in this document. So four people during the butterfly season, four of these homeowners take it in their own hands to do this.
You are correct, which is why we stopped the work.
Yeah.
What street is this on? And how does everyone know about this?
This is in the area of the Bluffs, I think, near Elderberry. Is that the right street?
It's off of Elderberry. It's
turn your mic on.
It's right off of Elderberry, parallel to Elderberry. It's actually a part of the city's lot number 69 for that development for the Comstock homes out there, the okay. Bluffs.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So it's the houses that face the monarch butterfly, the eucalyptus trees, and sandpiper, and all of the things you mentioned. They did not do it for that reason. They did it because they wanted a view of the Sandpiper Golf Course.
Well, regardless of intent, they did not have a permit, and this did occur in the coastal zone.
Yes.
So I don't know that this is over, and this is still in process. So
there will be 10 other homeowners that are going to be watching this, and if this is not handled correctly, the butterflies are in enough stress.
Well, we also don't want people going in and cutting our trees, people's trees, without permission. And we did put a stop to it.
Yeah.
We haven't had Coastal Commission weigh in yet, but it was the wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
We stopped it. I agree with you. When we get it all wrapped up, we'll be happy to let you know what the final disposition
was. I would appreciate
that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I take it you're for the use PTAC for the proactive public tree.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But we're getting into sort of an operations. This is a big change. This is getting into an area where we use the arborist, and we also use our insurance company and everything else, and that's how this is done. This is taking risk management now from city staff and taking that to PTAC.
I see it as keeping PTAC informed.
Well, then, I think to say keeping PTAC informed is totally fine. I mean, that is letting you know and hearing your opinion on things. But the way this reads is to use the PTAC for a proactive public tree risk management program isn't. It's not appropriate. It'd be like us asking council as the risk management board for our facilities. We wouldn't do it. It's something council would never do. So I like to kind of put things in that context. It's not a type of function that the council would ever do because it's a staff function. So now this wouldn't be a function for PTAC to do because it's a staff function. To create quarterly reports and to keep PTAC updated with what's going on in the urban forest is completely appropriate.
I agree with the staff recommendation to not put PTAC in charge of this. I do agree with the input of somehow putting in verbiage for us, this commission to be sort of kept informed or notified or something along those lines. But I don't see how we being this commission, do what is being said here.
I'd like the word notified. It's more involved than informed.
I would be in favor of notify.
So then how would we word that? Have we got an idea?
Well, I would say implement a proactive public tree risk management program to minimize dangerous conditions on public property and notify PTAC of ongoing concerns or maybe report to PTAC. I don't know, something along those lines. I like the sentence as it is, but I would prefer to tack on to the end something about.
What about, you know, update or regular reporting? So if there were some sort of quarterly reporting, I mean, just notifying, there's no discussion, right? We're going to notify.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Whereas if we update, we can give a report, you can look through. There's room for discussion, which is different than notify. We just let you know, and then that's the end of it. And we could just send you emails, right?
Right.
Okay, so if 4.12.1 stays as implement a proactive all the way through to the period, and then a new sentence would be
update PTAC
on any actions.
Risk management issues.
There you go.
Which would be a large scope of before, during, and after, and conclusions and actions by the city. So
update PTAC on risk management issues?
Yes.
Okay,
that's good. We all okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's good. Okay. 4.14.2.
Can I ask a quick question? Does that become 4.12.2, or is that still part of 4.12.1, that new sentence?
Same part.
4.12.1.
Same part. Okay, thank you.
It just continues. Okay. 4.14.2 says consider planting, change to plant, a diverse number of species, densities. So you okay with that?
Did they say they were concerned about this?
Where are you at?
Page 22, 4.14.2. Twenty-two, big number.
Okay. Oh, big. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. We did have a concern by the planning director about whether or not that would be in conformance with the general plan.
It's a tricky one because there's the general plan can comment about scenic views, and you can't just stick them in scenic corridors. There are a lot of areas that we specifically designated for not planting.
Okay.
So what's the specific concern?
If this change is to plant a diverse number of species along scenic corridors, then it's in conflict with the general plan to not block views, whereas if you leave it as consider, there may be areas where it doesn't conflict with the general plan and would be okay. And Commissioner Massey, you know the general plan. You can correct me on that.
Probably not as many.
It says planting. You're planting a diverse number of trees and species. It's not telling you what kind.
It's not about what kind, it's the scenic corridor.
No, it's the scenic corridor that's the problem.
Well, what I'm saying is a lot of trees don't have to be large, giant trees, right? There's some trees that are 10 foot tall, 15 feet, and that's it.
Yeah, well, they're 10 foot tall trees in some locations that are inappropriate.
Correct.
So, and it's a scenic corridor.
And that's where you come with diverse and densities, sizes. That's the word, sizes. Mm-hmm.
What you need is some regulation of it. You just shouldn't say consider planting or plant. Needs to be.
Could
approved.
Encourage planting?
No, I don't want them encouraged either.
All right.
If it were up to me, I would just remove that whole one. But, you know, that wasn't what was agreed on the run-through, so I'm stuck with it. But it presents to the planning department, I'm sure, a serious problem. And as it is, we are having a hard time getting the planning department to, not the planning department's commission, to do the right thing. Some people don't read the general plan who are supposed to.
We're going to get an understanding. It's two different things.
It's not that hard. We worked hard to write that so it was sensible. God, I can't think of the number of hours.
Well, looking at 4.14.2, leaving it consider planting, to me, is acceptable because the very next section, 4.14.3, talks about if there's conflicts, this commission will review them. So it sort of solves its own problem.
Probably.
So whether it's consider planting or plant, if there's conflicts, it comes back to this group. So I don't have a problem with it. Either way, but that's just me.
Maybe just consider a diverse number of species, etc.
Okay.
Not even planting.
Okay.
Consider.
How about the word consider, and just leave consider a diverse number of trees.
Yeah, that's good with me.
Okay. How about you?
That's fine.
Okay.
I don't like it.
I just imagine someone driving along thinking about trees is what we're talking about. I don't understand why that.
Okay. 4.15 on the same page, 22.15.1. Use UFMP adopted procedures. You all right with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, one more thing, that it may be a planning issue because they're doing the heritage.
That's their problem.
Yeah, well, that's you're going to have to work that out, because, and then council will work it out, because as it stands right now, nothing's going to be nominated for heritage trees at this time. It's all on hold till then.
Adopted procedures.
Okay.
Okay. Page 24. 7.1.1, delete that, where it says encourage wide public participation and implementation of the Goleta Urban Forest Management Plan, because it's already adopted by council.
Good. We also, I assume you will automatically then change the number of the next one to 7.1.1 instead of 2.
Everything gets adjusted.
Okay.
Okay, chapter 9.
Excuse me, Chair, I heard one good. I want to confirm my consensus.
Anybody else? Everybody else okay?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Well,
We're on 7-1.
I know.
Okay.
But I don't understand why it's not saying, revise it. It's saying encourage wide public participation in the implementation of this plan. So you're saying when you're implementing this plan, which is going to be happening, encourage wide participation. I don't understand why that's what's objectionable with what's there, because I think that the way it reads to me is appropriate.
To me, it reads that we had wide public, that was one of the prerequisites, we had wide public participation. We had workshops years ago, and everybody was coming in. It was just all the
way
up until...
That's the development of the plan, but this is talking about the implementation. So the ongoing use of this plan, the way this moves forward, the you know, the guidelines and the objectives, all this, the implementing this, how this moves forward, how this affects our city, it's saying encourage wide public participation. It's not development, it's implementation.
Well, how about allow public?
So you're saying take out encourage wide and put allow public participation. Is that
right.
How you work?
So it would read allow public participation in the herb. No, I'll just take it out.
It's better out.
Okay, so let's. How many we got for out?
I want it out.
Maybe we need to have formal votes and then
that's
we all...
That's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we got 3 to take it out.
I'm for it, taking it out.
Yes, okay, take so it out.
Yeah, take it out.
4.
Don't take it out.
Okay. chapter 9, where it says financing recommendations, it would be financing guidelines on page 24. We okay?
Okay.
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 Chapter 10, summary of... recommendations would be changed to summary of performance reviews.
Good.
Everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We will go to 27.
Well, I have a question. If sure. We go to big page 50, which is where the text of this section is.
Right. That's right.
So when we look at on big page 50, section 10.0, summary of recommendations is struck out. It's if we were to change it to summary of performance reviews, the very first sentence after that says this section is a summary of each of the policies in the report. So it's not performance reviews, it's policies. And then if we step up a quarter page to red above that, above 9.0.1, this is just an example of what goes on throughout the report. Recommendations is struck out in its guidelines. So on the one hand, in section 10.0, we're changing recommendations to performance reviews. In the very first sentence, we're changing recommendations to policies. And then in the very next section, 10.0.1, we keep it as recommendations. So I'm not sure what I think we should do, but I don't think that any of that is consistent.
Well, we're saying performance reviews. This section is a summary of each of the policies in the report, meaning all the chapters. So it's reviewing all those policies. The performance of it is what I see it as. That section right there.
Well, Well, if that's the change that you want to make, then wouldn't you title Section 10.0 Summary of Policies?
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Works for me.
All right, so that would be on page 24, big number, chapter 10. So summary of performance reviews. We change that, strike out recommendations, strike out performance reviews, and put, what was it, policies?
Policies.
Policies. Okay.
Is everybody good with that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So now we will go to page 27. And it's recommendations to policy goals. Everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. 28, replace recommendations to guidelines.
Good.
Good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Page 29, I see a roll coming. Above 3.0, recommendations to guidelines.
I'm okay.
Good.
Okay. Page 31, where it says 4.3.1, recommendations to guidelines.
I'm okay.
Good.
Page 32, above 4.4.1, recommendations to guidelines.
Okay.
And then 4.4.2, weren't we, what did we talk about before? I'm seeing a...
Consider adding to...
So okay, it's, okay, okay.
Yeah.
And then objective one says consider using, just says use select tree or similar database. So use the word use.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would like to suggest on objective three, it should read criteria when selecting.
Yes.
I'm okay with that.
That's good.
Okay. Are you okay?
Sure.
All right. So it says when selecting. We all okay on that? Number three? Mm-hmm. Okay. 34. Top of the page, 4.5.1 guidelines. Are we okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay, 4.6.1 guidelines.
Yep.
Okay. Page 35, big numbers. 4.7.1 guidelines.
Yes.
Yep.
4.8.1 guidelines.
Yes.
36. 4.9.1 guidelines.
Yes.
Yep.
4.10.1 guidelines.
Can we go back to 4.9.1 objectives?
Okay.
1 and 3. You have consider in there.
So 1 could be implement and 3 could be make mulch.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go with that. Are we okay with that? Okay. On objectives one, remove consider and put implement. And on number three, instead of consider, use the word make. Replace it with make. So it make mulch available to the community.
Okay. Well, we're not set up to make mulch available right now. So if we leave consider in, then we need to go ahead and create a program to make mulch. We don't have a way to make mulch available to the public right now. We don't even have a location.
Okay, so we'll leave consider there, but we'll put implement.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we all good with that?
Yeah, is that the county that does that up on Dump Road?
Yeah, they do it up there.
Okay.
Okay, 4.10.1 guidelines at the bottom of the page of 36.
Okay. 38, the next page.
So, I'm sorry, can we go back to big page 37, 411.1? No, 411.2.
Okay.
We have consider measures. I just want to make sure you didn't miss this when you did your review.
Sure, sure, I understand. I understand.
And then under objectives, you also have consider using. So wouldn't the objective be to use established guidelines?
Yes.
Okay. Are we okay with that one for what? Objectives one?
Yes.
So instead of using, it would be use.
And then you need to look at 411.2.
I'm sorry, would you please confirm 411.1?
Oh, 411.1 is fine.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, it was four. It's 411.2.
Okay.
Well, for that matter, why is the word recommendations okay here and we're getting rid of it everywhere else?
So then it would be guidelines.
I would think.
Yep.
We missed one.
Hey, it's late. That's all I can say. I got three kids. Okay.
Are we all good with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the recommendations will be changed to guidelines.
What about 411.2 evaluate measures for RIT instead of consider?
Just you have evaluate for one, evaluate for two. What do you guys say?
Kind of means the same both ways.
Yeah, I don't mind it. We have to leave something for the next group to do.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so are we okay with these changes?
If yes. I can confirm, we have 411.1 above that instead of recommendations, it's guidelines.
Yes.
And 411.2, we're leaving as consider.
Yeah.
Under objectives one, we're changing consider. We're just saying use established guidelines.
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, so now we're on 38. Guidelines.
See.
Yes.
And then we had, what did we change there? What was the verbiage? We did that on.
Well, it still say implement the proactive. But then at the end, we were going to say...
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. We added the end of the...
Update PTAC.
Okay, I just want to make sure we got it. Oh, crap. Where am I? This is the part I hate. Okay, hold on. We are at... What was it for? Okay, so we added what? Update PTAC on risk... Management issues, correct? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that gets added on the end there of 412.1. Okay. 39. Guideline at the top, guidelines. We okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. At the bottom, 414.1, guidelines. We okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're back to the 414. So what do we have on that again?
Consider a diverse number of species.
Okay. Page 40. 415.1 guidelines. We okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
And then 415.1 use the UFMP adopted procedures for defining, which we have already done. Okay. And 42. Numbers at 416.1 guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At 43, at 521 guidelines. We okay?
Yep.
Yeah. Right. Well, if we go back to big page 42, the second paragraph up.
Where? Right here.
Above 5.1.1.
This.
Yeah.
Okay.
5.1.1, it says recommendations, so to be consistent, we would change that to guidelines as well.
I'm sorry.
Down.
Down here.
There.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we're just consistently getting rid of the word recommendations, right? Mm-hmm. And changing it to guidelines?
Pretty much, but there's some things in here that like, let me just read this and I'll be able to make a comment.
You have another one on page 43 where it's recommendations.
Okay. Well, let's stay on one here. So we got 5.1.1, the recommendations. I don't have a problem. Wait, was that what you guys?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Maybe? No.
The guidelines.
Okay. So let me write that down. Okay. So now we're going to go jump over to 43. 5.2.1 guidelines.
Right.
Okay. Then we have performance standards determine if the...
I'm sorry, can you hold on just a minute?
Sure.
Looking at 5.1.1.
Yes.
I don't care for that sentence. I hope I'm not offending whoever wrote it.
No. Come on, you're equal here with everybody.
And I almost think consider should start the sentence.
You're fired.
Is one stronger than the other?
You know, what I view that sentence is just, it's like a infomercial. You know, hey this. It could be this, just kind of consider it, recognize it, whatever.
Okay.
No. What I'm saying is that's it doesn't seem important to me, what I'm saying. So
it kind of means the same.
Yeah.
If
y'all want to go, I'm fine. I don't have a problem with it either way, is what I'm trying to say.
We just left it there because we needed one thing under your quality.
That's right. That's coming to me. We had to put something there.
Let's not change anything for once.
I'm okay with it.
Okay, so we're fine with guidelines?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 43, 5.2.1 guidelines?
Yep.
But down below where it says recommendations, are we going to have that
be? Well, we haven't got there yet.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so we're fine with the guidelines?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we go to the performance standards, which is determine if the guidelines and objectives.
Yeah.
Get rid of the recommendation there, correct?
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then what was your suggestion?
Well, down here where it says recommendations, if you're using guidelines, you should maybe use guidelines instead of the recommendations on 5.3.1, you know, that heading there, recommendations to guidelines. Just to be consistent.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are we okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, page 44.
You got one recommendation right there up the top.
Okay, hold on. So on page 44, okay, what do we have, Ms. Massey?
Under greenhouse gas reductions, you have recommendations again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with that. I come back to like the other one. It's just recognize the relationship, but we can't act on anything. You know, we're just kind of like looking at it, you know, for information. Okay, so we're going to change that recommendation to the guidelines?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Okay, 551, guidelines? On 44 still?
C.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
On page 45, excuse me, 611, guidelines?
Okay.
All right. Well, we're getting close. 46, at the top of the page, guidelines?
Yes.
Everybody okay?
Yes.
Okay.
We have another one on that page.
On 46?
Yeah.
Where you got it?
Under the City of Goleta Interdepartmental Coordination Recommendations.
Okay. Everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Page 47.
The tip top.
Guidelines.
Okay. Okay, so then we had guidelines on above 7.1, and then that 7.1.1 is deleted.
Yeah, we already did that.
As we talked about before, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 49. Aha. Uh-huh. Chapter 9, financing guidelines.
Good.
What about chap?
We missed the.
Right, on page 48 in the middle.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's see. Sorry, I got ahead of myself here. I was getting excited. Okay, where are we?
7.2.1? 7.2, yeah.
So we changed the recommendations to guidelines?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And there's one at the bottom of the page.
Bottom of the page, yeah.
Okay. Are we okay with that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So let's see, 46, 48. Okay, 49.
We have a recommendations at 8.0.1, guidelines. We changed the guidelines.
Okay.
And so going back to that one above 8.0.1, under objectives.
Hold on a second. Where are we?
What page?
Page 49.
Okay.
The bottom third of the page, guidelines, then objectives 1.
Yes.
Says consider ordinances to prevent. Wouldn't it be ordinances to prevent destructive pruning practices?
Wouldn't it be implement?
Or implement?
Yeah, I'd go implement.
Well, you have to consider the ordinance before you can implement the ordinance.
Oh, that's a good catch. Good
that's
catch.
Right. That's the place where consider is appropriate.
Okay, so consider the second one down, we put implement. So say implement the following actions.
I know. I don't know.
So going back to the first word of that, under objectives, it's inappropriate to say it's our objective to implement ordinances to prevent destructive pruning practices?
Not at all. But you can't implement something that hasn't been considered or created yet. So if you're saying consider an ordinance, so you would like these sorts of things also go through an ordinance committee. So right. You're saying consider adopting an ordinance that will cover these three things. Once that happens, then when this is updated again, then the word implement changes. will go in there.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
All right, so we're fine with that? Just leave it as is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And did I hear consensus on changing recommendation to guideline? We didn't get that.
Yes.
Okay, Chapter 9, financing recommendations to financing guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
49. Okay, page 50, 901 guidelines. We okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Chapter 10. So that was what? Summary of, what was it? Policies?
Yes.
And then?
There's some recommendations under that.
Well, hold on a sec. And we left everything as is, where it says this section of summary, each of the policies in the report. So that stays. Then we go to objectives two.
We have another recommendations that needs to be changed to guidelines.
I'm sorry. Good.
Before that.
Okay, we'll change that to guidelines. Everybody okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're good with that? Mm-hmm. Okay, objectives two, bring to PTAC. We okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that would be it. I have some follow-up, though.
If at the end, Chair Messner, that we can get a motion to go ahead and finalize this.
Almost. Okay. When I went to Appendix A and Appendix C, they have... It says revised February 11th, 2009. Council approved March 18th, 2013. And they've done that in down here at on page 61 as well. Last revised 12-809 and approved 3-18-13 by council. Edited 3-17-16 by PTAC. I think they need to be updated because council... adopted November 14th. So those dates got to be.
So that's on big page 61?
Yeah, big page 61 and big page 54. So I guess the council approved March 18th would be updated to November 14th, 2016 on big page 51 and on big page 61. Where it says approved by council should be updated to November 14th, 2016. That's it.
And Chair Messner, if I yes. call your attention to big page 30, you have the word recommendation.
All right.
Again at 4.2.1.
All right. We'll take a look at it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Down at the bottom there.
And the top, actually.
Two of them.
We just zipped past that one.
Okay, I have a question, I guess, where it says recommendations, though, but that 19% figure is still not an accurate number, because as I go back, that was just it says estimate, so we don't know what that hard number is, really, from the satellite imaging, because we had
That's true, but I think if you're going with guidelines everywhere else, especially since you're going to have a summary of guidelines, then you wouldn't want to create something else that summarizes one or two recommendations that you left. It's still considering.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll either consider, but put guidelines. I agree. Okay, I'm good with that. And what was the other one?
At the bottom of the page.
4.2.1.
Thank you.
Recommendations.
Okay, I'm good with it.
Do we have consensus on that?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Okay, so let me get my mess here together, and I can make a motion. Okay, I got two motions here. One, I move we adopt the changes considered today and that this PTAC Commission is officially done reviewing the Urban Forestry Management Plan. adopted by council on November 14, 2016. The UFMP is now ready for final approval by council during council's next meeting date.
That would be the soonest we could do, would be the 21st.
21st of February? That's fine. Okay, and then my second, oh, I'm sorry. That's my motion.
I'll second it.
There we go, thank you. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, I have a second motion. I move staff will notify council on the next, the Friday status update? Okay. That the PTAC has concluded the review of the suggested language in the UFMP as directed by council, and that the UFMP is now ready for council's final approval. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
There we go.
Aye.
Love it. Let's see now, anyway. Okay. So I have some future agenda items. I'm not sure how to I wanted to bring something up. So on the Goleta of City of Goleta Historic Preservation Project, I received an email from them, and it was a list of historic resources. And on map 20, they called it the Hill Homestead Witness Tree, and they had some information they got. I sent them an email. So how would I do this, submit this?
Yes, if you can, submit it for the record.
Okay, so do I read this into the record, or?
You could just submit it for the record if you like, unless there was a comment that you need to review.
Well, basically, I made the Hill Homestead tree is I think is significant, and it's got the tree is a wonderful specimen, but the term witness is for a property marker, and I don't recall ever seeing the original witness tree. Was cut down from the State of the Goleta Urban Forest Report draft November 17th, 2009. It says the witness tree, a 250-year-old sycamore located on the patio of the Sizzler restaurant on Hollister Avenue, was designated as a historical landmark prior to the city incorporating. The witness tree is actually a substitute, as the original witness tree was cut down in the 1800s to build Hollister Avenue, meaning that was the property line. That's why that was cut down. So you cannot take it unless it's in the meets and bounds. You can't transfer a witness unless it's in documented. So I would respectfully recommend that the correction of that in those records, that just remove the word witness, but everything else is fine. So I'm going to submit that. I sent it to Christine of the Historic Resources Group and Cy. I haven't heard back, but I want it on the record officially, so I'll pass that down. Okay, anybody else for future agenda items?
There's one thing here. Earlier in the meeting, I was talking about the Goleta General Use Plan and Coastal Plan. I made some copies for my fellow board members if they were interested in seeing the policies. I'm sure city staff has it, but I made some copies that if you'd like to have it. So you can see what I'm referring to on what had happened at the Elwood Mesa.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Yeah, well, actually, since this is probably my last meeting, I wanted to say thank you very much to all the city staff for your help and your patience and for setting us and especially me straight when I wasn't following the rules. So thank you very much. I've learned a lot from you, and I really appreciate my chance to give back to the city in this way.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank you and Chris both for enduring this long haul to get to this point. I think those of us who are left will try to soldier on, and we will, I know I personally will miss your good thoughts and recommendations.
I think each member of our board has contributed to this doing, you know, redoing this management plan in our own way. We brought out things and strengths, and I want to thank my fellow commissioners for going in areas I hadn't even considered, you know, of how to do things. And I think that's, thank you very much. I learned a lot from all of you. And Chris and Jeff, you'll be greatly missed. And
well, we still get to, we'll be with you in spirit watching you guys.
No public comment at our meetings.
Yeah. I don't know.
Rich could use company.
All right. Yes. I thank you guys. I think it's all been great. We all, once we got kind of out the gate a little bit, got kind of going, I think everybody kind of got in sync, and working together, I think, was really good for everybody. So with that, and I just want to make a comment to my fellow commissioner. Happy birthday. Oh. He's 29. Okay. With that, we adjourn.
Fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some who took me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of his name, but I